ER-101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER-101. We're talking about the American College of Emergency Physicians report card on the state of emergency medicine, an overall grade for the nation, a D+, pretty bad. My next guest is a public health specialist, Dr. Joshua Moskowitz. He is an assistant professor of emergency medicine at Hofstra North Shore School of Medicine and an adjunct assistant professor in public health at their public health school. And the next topic is, how healthy is your state? One of the grades was public health and injury prevention. So how did the nation do in that grade?
Hi, Lee.
Doctor.
Overall, the nation didn't do as good as we would have liked.
What was overall, the grade the for public health and injury prevention?
The overall state grade, I don't have.
It was.
The overall state grade went. The national grade went down. We ended up having 10 F this year.
Wow. Tell me, how did they rate public health and injury prevention? What were some of the things that they were looking at to grade that?
We looked at several factors. We looked at traffic safety and drunk driving. We looked at immunization records, fatal injury, both state health and injury prevention efforts, and also health risk factors. What we tried to do was we tried to find preventable causes, preventable injuries, things that we know work and work well, and how well are the states bringing those efforts down? How well are we controlling preventable accidents and illnesses?
So give an example. Say a state that did really well in something, like the states that had the highest grades. I know Maryland, where I practice, had a very, I think, didn't they? They had a fairly high grade. So what? Maybe that was patient safety. We'll get to that. But what? Name an example of a state that did well, and what were they doing? If you compared it to a state that was either near failing, I mean, you said that there were several states that failed in public health.
Sure. Overall, we had 7 states that got A grades compared to 5 on the last report card. We also had 10 states that got F grades compared to 8 on the previous version. And the states that did particularly well addressed some of the issues. So, for example, we looked at preventable injuries such as traffic fatalities, bicyclist fatalities, pedestrian fatalities. How often are people using helmets when riding motorcycles? What are the percents of children immunized? Things that we know prevent disease and injury that can be done if states were being supportive of the public health needs.
Hmm. Now, this was what percentage of the overall grade?
What was the question?
The percentage of the overall grade when they were looking at the report card, what percentage? It was about 15%, right?
So the public health category in injury prevention was 15% of the total grade. And as I said, we broke it down into those 5 subcategories. And traffic safety and drunk driving was about 22% of that grade. Immunizations are about 16%. Fatal injuries also 16%. And state health and injury prevention efforts, another 22%. And health risk factors were 22% as well.
Mm-hmm. And about a third of all emergency visits are related to injury. So that is a substantial
and the biggest population
issue.
At risk, and the biggest population at risk are really the healthy part of our country. It's the 18 to 35, the 18 to 50-year-olds that are being injured the most in general, and so it's the largest workforce or population that creates our GDP and creates our economy. And so any way we can keep our people healthier and better is better for the economy and for everybody in general.
Hmm. So if you were a state that didn't have a law about helmet safety with motorcycles, correct, then you got a low grade for that category. So that was one of the things that made your state less healthy as far as injury prevention, right?
Correct. And helmet use was a yes-no category versus some of these were a numerical value. that looked at, for example, traffic fatalities per 100,000 people in the state. And we looked at the number and to see how and why that was occurring.
Mm-hmm. So in general, were there states, you know, I imagine, you know, people talk about big open areas out west. There was a study a while back with ASEP where people thought that the country, living out of the cities and the country was safer because, you know, people hear about murders and those types of things in the city. But what they actually found was living in the country was dangerous because of these safety issues with, you know, not enough speed limits and driving too fast and no helmet laws. So it was actually the opposite of what you would think. And that is part of what contributed to that grade, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, drunk driving doesn't affect just city folk. It also affects suburban and rural areas. There is a perception that you're less likely to be injured in drunk driving accidents in those areas, but that's absolutely false. You're just as likely to get hurt regardless of where you're drunk driving.
Right. And for rural areas, was part of the consideration in injury prevention related, I know, to the amount of, you know, there's less, you know, less hospitals, less emergency care, it takes longer to get to an emergency room. Was that considered as part of the public health and injury prevention access? I mean, I know it went to access of care, but things like that sort of also contribute to, if you do get injured, how quickly can you get to a center that can treat your injuries?
It's absolutely essential to be close to a trauma center that has the specialists you need if you are injured. That was actually assessed more under the access to emergency care. That chapter mm-hmm. looked at specifically the specialists, neurosurgeons, orthopedics, hand specialists, et cetera. And so I don't want to delve too much into that. Things that we also looked at from a public health point of view that we thought is essential is what percent of adults have a BMI greater than 30, the morbidly obese. These things contribute to our health disparities and lower our overall healthy rate as a society.
Hmm. That was interesting that you looked at that. But it's, so I guess the question is, you know, a lot of the issues in this public health category had to do with legislation. But if you're looking at obesity, as we saw in New York with the the drink size that the judge said was not allowable or constitutional, it's hard to legislate for obesity, I would think.
It's hard, but there are creative ways to help people be healthier. And, you know, things that did work very well in New York included the trans fat laws that outlawed the use of trans fat in restaurants. There's a lot of restaurants in New York that use calorie measures. They post them when you're ordering. And these help influence healthy decision-making. And so there is a lot that we can do as a society, as laypersons, to help our government push healthy legislation to make our society better in general.
So, and is, excuse me, so then what is ASEP suggesting that people should do if they look up in the report and their state scored badly in public health and injury prevention? What can you do as a citizen?
Yeah, as a citizen, we can push for healthier rules and healthier laws to make sure that we're taking better care of our society. I mean, public health is important because it doesn't just save one person at a time. It saves millions of lives at a time. And so if we control better access and help decrease smoking rates, help decrease obesity rates, help decrease accident rates, overall our society would be healthier and more productive.
Yeah, it's a very good point that you bring up. And it's just sort of a way that the government can help you take the correct path, because, you know, I think we can see there can be seatbelt laws and texting laws and things like that, but you really kind of have to follow those laws yourself. But very interesting C grade overall in the country for public health and injury prevention. This is ER101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well and tune in to your health.